coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Woo! Ready to get a little gonzo tonight? I'm ready to get a little gonzo tonight. We're going to have some fun this evening. I'm telling you what, Armed American Radio is going to chart a new course on this broadcast, that's for sure. We're having some fun around here tonight, and you are going to have a lot of fun tonight, too. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every week, right here, spreading freedom around America and talking without apology about your right to keep and bear arms and your right to carry that gun and stuff it down the side of your pants and hide it from the anti-gunners in defense of you and your loved ones. And that's a beautiful thing, and we're going to talk about that in detail tonight. We've got a great lineup, but before we get started, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org gets you into the email right here on this computer screen. And twitter.com/AARmark gets you into my producer Sean's computer screen down there somewhere in Texas. And Texas is a big state for us tonight, I'm telling you what. We've got announcements to make. Armed American Radio is just marching across the country. We're picking up stations left and right. And tonight, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good one. We're going to get a little gonzo. Sean, give us a taste of what we're going to get a little bit of tonight. Yeah. If you don't remember who that is, go look it up. Or turn it up, whatever you want to do. But we're going to get a little crazy tonight and have some fun, and it's going to be a great conversation. I have got a ton of email here and some really important stuff to go over tonight. You know, you may remember Caleb Giddings from Gun Nuts Media was on Armed American Radio not too long ago and talking about the Indiana permit database. Well, Caleb was kind enough to send me an update tonight, and I want to throw this out to you because we want to keep you updated as to what's going on. You know, the legislature has to make some moves out there to stop this ridiculous garbage from occurring. And I got the following email. It says, "Hey, Mark, hope you had a great SHOT Show. Wanted to drop you a line and give you an update on the Indiana handgun permit database issue that we talked about last December. The good news is that the bill closing access to the database to LEO, law enforcement, only has passed the Indiana House with a large bipartisan majority and now heads towards the state Senate. The bad news is that Indiana Journalism Association and the anti-gun interest out of Chicago, last time I checked, Chicago was not in Indiana. Think about that. But Caleb tells me that the anti-gun interests out of Chicago are fighting this bill tooth and nail. All the papers in the state have run multiple editorials about the bill, calling them secret gun carriers and other silly nonsense. Our NRA lobbyist in the state is working hard to get this bill and a couple of others shepherded through our legislature, so hopefully I'll be able to give you future good news updates." That's from Caleb Giddings. Caleb, thank you very much for the update. Do all of us a favor and get Chicago out of your hair. Here we got Chicago meddling, and, you know, stay in Chicago. You're going to lose the McDonald case anyway. We don't need you in Indiana. We don't want you in Indiana, Mayor Daley. You are not welcome in Indiana. You would not be voted in Indiana. So, you know, that's angering right there. But thanks to Caleb for bringing us that information. And there's other stuff out there. It's angering. If you know, turn the news on and see what's going on here. Time Magazine, I'm going to give the Bonehead of the Week award out right now to Sean Gregory. Time Magazine, in partnership with, get this, CNN, imagine that. And he penned an article here called "The Problem with Football." Listen to this. "There is every reason to believe that the concussion crisis will get worse." So now we have a crisis after decades of football. It is now a crisis. How befitting during the Obama administration. Unbelievable. You, Sean Gregory, are a bonehead. And we cheerfully award you the Bonehead of the Week this week. Go out and find that. It's up on CNN. If you can stomach going over to CNN and read some of the stuff that he says about football. Here's a couple things here. Quote, "From within the NFL and without, a consensus is emerging that reforms are needed to keep football from becoming too dangerous for its own good. So in other words, the liberal socialist pigs are now telling us that we need to protect football from football. So listen, football's a rough sport. I played it when I was a kid. There are risks involved. That's life. If you don't want to accept those risks, don't play football. It's pretty much that simple, folks. It's pretty much that simple. And speaking of Obama, this will shock you. Obama vows to fight Supreme Court campaign finance decision. You all saw him if you could stomach the State of the Union. I think he's starting to realize that his time is limited. But why does he want to fight? Why does he want to fight the Supreme Court campaign finance decision? Because it gives back free speech where it belongs. That's why. Because Obama doesn't like free speech. Yeah, stuff will blow your mind. I'm telling you, the stuff will blow your mind. All you got to do is go out and find it because it's everywhere. And, you know, it's very, very angering, ladies and gentlemen, to see this stuff. But we're going to talk about rights and freedom and guns and all kinds of fun stuff. Coming up this hour, we've got some really good guests. We've got Curry Todd. And Curry is a state house representative hailing from Tennessee. And he's going to talk to us in great detail about what happened in Tennessee with the activist judge who took it upon herself to take away the rights that the legislature recognized and granted to the good law-abiding people of Tennessee by stripping them of the restaurant carry bill privileges. Ugh, I'm telling you, it'll get to you. So, and coming up after Curry Todd, get this, we've got some representatives from federal flight deck officers. My good friend Jim Irvine will be here with another guest. We'll give you that information in a little bit. They're going to be coming up at 45 minutes after the hour and, talking about the armed pilots and some of that stuff. Going to be a great show. Let's go right to Curry Todd from Tennessee, State House Representative Curry Todd, and let's get the lowdown on what's going on up there. Curry, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark. Glad to be on your radio show. It's an honor.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's an honor to have you on. And I guess the way to start the conversation with you is to let the listeners nationwide, coast to coast, know that we formed a partnership and a friendship here with Ms. Nikki Gosar, who I know
right.
You know very well.
I know Nikki very well.
And I let's just say, I guess she's working with you now.
She is working in the Tennessee General Assembly as an assistant to one of the other members.
And that's good news because I believe that that our friend Nikki is following in the footsteps of our other really good friend, Susanna Hupp.
Yes.
And it's a very, very sad, tragic, despicable situation that occurred in Tennessee that happened to Nikki. But Nikki is not going to let this rest, and it's really good to see her working with you. What I would like to do with you before we go to the first break, and we've got a few minutes before we do that, is let's set this up. Tell us what the legislature did in Tennessee.
Well, the legislature in Tennessee, I've worked on this bill for 10 years. Never could get down to the Judiciary Committee. It was stacked with our liberals, Democrats, and never made it out of the committee. So finally, after we finally took over the House, the Republicans did, there was a change in the Judiciary Committee, and I brought the bill back again, and we actually got it passed. What we did was put into the law that you could carry in any restaurant that had a bar as long as you was not consuming and as long as they did not post, as long as they weren't posting on that restaurant. We've had the posting provision in the law for many, many years. So.
Can you explain that to the listener with the posting provision as it applies to Tennessee?
Yeah, the posting in Tennessee would be if, in fact, a restaurant does not want you to bring a weapon into their premises there where you be a handgun carry permit holder or law enforcement officer off duty, then they could post a sign there, based on the Tennessee statute that guns aren't allowed, in the establishment. And that provision has been in there. We kept that provision in the statute, and we felt that there was a lot of restaurants that would not post. And this bill passed overwhelmingly. It was, to be a very simple bill and to be out there trying to defend your Second Amendment rights so folks in Tennessee could feel safe when they went to a restaurant with their families or friends and wouldn't be accosted, armed, robbed, or raped. And it was a big deal because, it's a disaster when you've got to leave your weapon locked in a trunk somewhere when you're going to walk four or five blocks to a restaurant.
It is. And because we've got just a few seconds before we go to the break, I want to set this up. When we come back from the break, I want to give another little windfall explanation as to what happened with Nikki and why this is so important and how you are working forward and actually what happened in Tennessee, because I'll tell you what, Representative, it angers me beyond belief to know what happened and what could have been in Tennessee had Nikki had the right to carry in that restaurant that night. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, okay? We'll go right into that. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm joined by Representative Tennessee State House Representative Curry Todd. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
We'll be right back.
Back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Hey, that was pretty cool. I just heard myself on the radio. That was me. That's pretty neat stuff. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. 877-956-9566. Get you in the studio. Mark at armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARMark gets you to my producer, and he feeds all those tweets to me so we can stay in communication. Send some emails. Boy, we got a ton of emails over the past couple days, and that's because of what we've got coming up in the next hour. Give us another taste of that, can you, Sean? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you figured that one out yet? A little bit of Uncle Ted coming up shortly. Feed your head on that. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to crank it up, too. We had a lot of fun with that in the studio before the program kicked off tonight. That was great stuff. I'm telling you, these studios are just built for sound. It's wonderful. Representative Curry Todd, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Nikki Gosar and what happened and why this is so important, because, you know, New Mexico is fighting this battle right now. Where I sit in Georgia fought this battle for a number of years. There are states across the country. You know, it's kind of like the media. I've always said that they're a very dangerous entity, all right, because they shape public opinion. They run with a story. Man, I can just see Time magazine right now. You know, they're gonna take global warming off the burner now because they've been burned with it. No pun, well, pun intended. And now they're gonna. Now it's a football crisis. Everything with this administration and everybody that feeds off of them is a crisis. But what happened with Nikki was a crisis because it's real life. Now let's just tell everybody. I'll let you do it. I've mentioned it before, but can you give us a quick synopsis of what occurred?
Yeah, in April of 09, I think her husband Benjamin and with her were at the Johnny's Sports Bar in downtown Nashville, and this gentleman who came in had been stalking Nikki, and he didn't have a criminal record. He didn't even have a parking ticket on it. But during that altercation there, Nikki could not carry her handgun in, even though she was highly qualified to carry it. She had to leave it outside locked in her vehicle because of the state law. And that night, the gentleman shot and killed her husband right there in front of her. And while she stood by innocently and could not defend not only herself but anybody else in that sports bar that night. And it was a tragic scene there. And it's something that shouldn't have happened. It's something that shouldn't have happened to someone who has a carry permit. In my opinion, they should be allowed to carry because these folks that have these permits in Tennessee are scrutinized quite extensively by FBI background checks. They go through a fingerprint testing. They have to go through class. They have to go through firearms training. So it's a pretty extensive course. So it was just a tragic set of events that transpired and happened.
Yeah, she lost her husband that night. And, you know, she has vowed. And I've talked to Nikki many, many times off air and on air. And she is going, you know, her husband Ben's death is not in vain. She's going to fight this battle. And, you know, she just fought the battle up in Ohio. She testified
she
in Ohio, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She fought the battle in Ohio, and from all the comments from folks that I know up there, other legislators, she did a good job up there.
She did. I've seen the video on YouTube. You can go out and check that out and just type her name into YouTube. It's N-I-K-I-G-O-E-S-S-E-R, Nikki Gosar. And Ohio, type in Ohio testimony, and you'll find it on YouTube. And it's very powerful stuff. But, you know, much like Susanna Hupp, Representative, she's abiding by Tennessee law. And after tremendous and just gut-wrenching analysis, she is confident that she could have stopped that action that night based on the time that she had before those events unfolded, albeit it was happening and unfolding in seconds. But had she been armed, there's a very strong possibility that her husband would be here today.
Yes, I think he could have been here today if she'd had the availability to be armed that evening. And we made it pretty strict in the statute, you know, that you can't consume. And if you got caught consuming, you could lose your permit forever in Tennessee. And it even go to jail under our state statutes and laws. So we have a pretty strict statute. So to hear the media tell it, this is going to be like the Wild West.
Oh, here we go again. It's the OK Corral.
I told them they were the Dalton gang and we were the Earps.
You know,
and the Earps are going to win in the end on this fight here. So
okay, let's. You just teed me up. I'm going to go ahead and swing the club on this one. Okay.
All right.
You teed me up really, really nice here, because now there's a fight. The legislature in Tennessee passes the bill. And this is why this is important, not just to Tennessee residents. This is important nationwide. You're listening in New Mexico tonight. Pay very close attention to this. Very close attention. Wherever you are, you listen to this and listen to this, because this is the fight that you know, it's going to happen to you. It can happen to you, because we've got activist judges on the bench. And we've got a guy in the White House that wants to put as many in as he can. It was bad when Bush was in office, but boy, give them to me now. That's his mantra. So you guys pass what bill?
We passed the restaurant carry bill, and we were very diligent in making sure we crossed every I and dotted every T. I mean, crossed every T and dotted every I. Because in Tennessee, we do not have a definition for bar in Tennessee.
I'll give you a definition for bar. You want common sense?
Well, it's common sense, and I know that because I'm a retired police officer from Memphis Police Department. So I know what a bar is.
So does every clear-thinking individual.
So I could testify exactly what that was, and any individual out there that has a carry permit knows what a bar is. And under our state law, restaurant means that you have to derive 50% of your sales from food. You have to have a kitchen. You have to have seat 75 people at the table there. So it's very strict. So we knew if that was in there, then you could distinguish, basically, everybody knew our ABC, our Alcohol Beverage Commission, which gives out your liquor by the drinking license. Anyone who knows that would be a bar, not a restaurant. We're talking about Old Charlie's. We're talking about Chili's. We're talking about, you know, wings.
Common sense. Common sense tells
common
you.
Sense thing. But really what was ironic about it, and I may jump ahead here just a second.
Please.
Was the suit that was filed and the judge, activist judge's ruling. She couldn't find anything in the statute, really, to start overturning, except she looked at the restaurant carry individual and said, that person cannot distinguish what a restaurant or a bar is, and that's the ambiguity that she used to overturn the statute.
So she's just looking out for us, right?
Yeah, she was just looking out for us.
She's just looking out for us. Yeah, that's what
they never looked out for us, and it was kind of ironic the way she ruled there on that.
Well, she obviously went in. Go ahead and name her.
Oh, Bonham, Judge Bonham.
Okay, now, because she was looking out for us, I feel safer. I know Nikki feels safer. I know you and your family feel safer, and I thank the judge for looking out for us. Now, I'm being very satirical right now.
Well, I understand, and you know what was even worse was they carried four permit holders up there with them to testify that they didn't know if they went into a place, if it was a bar or a restaurant. That was the ironic situation.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Obama campaign with the NRA supporter talking about supporting Obama. You're talking out both sides of your mouth. That's unbelievable. Listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to go into a little bit of detail about what happened when she overturned it and where you guys are now going, in what direction to give this judge a little spanking. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Representative Curry Todd right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thanks for that re-intro there, John Young. You're on the Armed American Radio Network show. I love that guy. What a voice. I'm Mark Walters. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark, and our email is beginning to blow up here, and I know why, and so do you, and we'll get to as many of those as we can, believe me, in a short hour. Representative Todd, welcome back to Armed American Radio, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here with you, Mark.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, because this is very, very important information from the grassroots up. Let's get right back into it, because we've got just this last segment, and as you know, they fly right by.
Yes, sir.
So the judge overturned it because she felt that we were not going to be clear on what a restaurant and a bar was, okay?
That's
laughable, but she did it, and that's just the way it is, and that's what we have to live with. So what do you do now? What do the good people in Tennessee do now? Where are we here?
Well, right now, Senator Jackson and I are working on the language for a bill right now to clarify the ruling whereby you can actually take it anywhere that alcohol is served, and also rewriting the posting statute to make it very clear so no one can challenge their posting statutes to say, you know, that you have to post at every entrance of a building. And you can actually get the posting sign online from our website, so it won't cost anybody any money to post. And we've tried to keep it really kind of simple by just going in and saying, hey, if you serve alcohol, you can carry. If you don't want anybody in there, then, you know, you can post. And that's it. And then I don't think the judge can rule that there is a distinction between a bar and a restaurant. So,
all right, well, here's a really dumb question.
I mean, it's very simplistic, really.
It is.
We thought it was simplistic before.
Right. Well, here's a really dumb question for you, Representative.
Uh-huh.
If you had the language written into the previous bill that said you couldn't consume alcohol while you were lawfully carrying, What difference did it make? If that language was already written into that bill, how was she trying to protect me?
Well, she wasn't trying to protect you. She was looking for some sort of argument within the statute itself to try to overturn it. And I think that the bill itself, by defining what a restaurant was, did clarify what you could or could not do. The ironic part about this is our EBC board, Alcohol Beverage Board, was giving bars license even though they didn't meet the food requirement. And another ironic is that board comes directly under the governor, who was opposed to this bill. And so,
yeah, let's point out that your governor, Bredesen, vetoed that bill, and you, thankfully, overrode that veto.
We overrode it. First time he's ever been overrode on a veto in 8 years.
And that's a beautiful thing. And Nikki Gosar was there on the floor, wasn't she?
And she was there on the floor that night that we overrode it in the House and the Senate. Over three-quarters of the 99 members of the House and over three-quarters of the members of the Senate.
So I don't believe the Tennessee legislature likes being told they don't know what they're doing. Am I right?
Well, you're right. And we surely don't like being told by the liberal media out there, who actually took this bill and twisted it every which way they could twist it into a knot, to not to tell the citizens out there actually the truth of what the bill did or did not do.
Well, they're not going to do that. And they've already exposed themselves since, 2 years into Obama's campaign, the mainstream media. They blow my mind. I consider them, and I've repeated it many times on the air nationwide, they are the most dangerous entity in America today, I believe. Here's a question for you. Are we still fighting in Iraq?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you don't hear much about it anymore, do you?
No, you don't hear much about that.
Isn't that interesting? But, boy, yes. You sure do hear about Copenhagen, and you don't hear about Nancy Pelosi spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on liquor and food to fly her contingency over there. But Iraq, all of a sudden it disappeared. Boy, it was big news during Bush administration and during the campaign, and, boy, Obama got elected. Out the door she goes.
You would think I was a devil in disguise nationwide if you listen to the media.
Yeah, isn't that something else? Listen, I applaud you for standing up to those boneheads. It's a very difficult thing to do. And to fight that battle, the problem that I have is, and, we're going to just get a huge dose of this coming up as the elections get closer and closer and closer, but it is going to be an awful lot of fun to watch.
It will be fun to watch, and I come in these other states, and if they need me, I'm there to help them pass it. After 10 years, we saw finally saw the fruits fulfilled there, and to see an activist judge overturn it.
Well, your efforts now, what's going to happen in the short 4 minutes we have left? What do you think is going to happen? Can you give us a little premonition here? Do you have a premonition?
Yeah,
is
a premonition,
this little judge going to get spanked? This is legislature's going to pass this again, aren't you?
We can pass the bill again. The media's sitting on hold, ready to spank me and the other ones who are going to try to pass this thing again. And we can get the same amount of votes as we did the last time on this bill. And we try to make sure that, again, that we get with our attorneys and make sure everything is done properly, so we don't have another activist judge come back in and try to say it's unconstitutionally suspect or not sound.
Okay, let's say that that happens. Let's say that you pass it, you will. Let's say that Bredesen vetoes it, because he probably will.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you override the veto, which you will. So let's start from that point right now. Let's assume you've got another wacko activist judge out there that is right now sitting at home finding a way around this because they know what you're doing. What happens at that point? Is it a court fight?
It's a court fight. It's a court fight. Now, our attorney generals actually appealed the ruling of the judge and the courts. Now, we don't know when they'll hear the ruling. We hope that they're going to hear it before we go out of session. But what we don't want to do is go back in and pass something prematurely that would tire our carry permit holders' hands, more so than we've had in the past, by passing something that's not in their favor. And that could be done, but it won't be done on my watch as far as myself and Senator Jackson goes.
No, you want to make sure that what you pass this time is rock solid. And I applaud you for that and for the efforts of the Tennessee legislature for making this right. You know, all too many times people lay down and they don't stand up and fight for what they know is right. And you are. And
well,
that's to be commended.
This bill was not about me, even though we've been trying it for 10 years. It was about the folks that, out there that was trying to uphold their Second Amendment rights. That's what it was about. It really didn't have anything to do with me. I was trying to help them.
And you know what, though? I can tell you this right now with 100% certainty that there's a criminal carrying a gun in a bar right now somewhere in Tennessee, and I think there's more than one.
You
better
me.
Believe they are. That's the whole. That's the nonsense that we're talking about.
Memphis was number 2 in the nation last year in violent crimes. Nashville was around number 5. Tennessee was at number 6 nationwide as far as violent crimes amongst all the states. So, tell me that the criminals aren't active in Tennessee everywhere you go.
It's just ridiculous. And I want to say this. I because I am a law-abiding citizen. I took my kids up to the Chattanooga. You know, the North Pole train up there over Christmas holidays. And, you know, they had the big parade downtown, and it was a lot of fun. And after the parade, we went into to a rib joint up there, a great one, too, fantastic ribs up in Tennessee. And I went back to my truck and locked my gun in my car because I had to under the law. And, that's when that stuff hits home. And, I know Nikki, and I've spoken to Nikki many times, and we're fighting her battle here and giving her a nationwide voice. So, with the 25 seconds or so that we've got left, is there anything else you want to tell us before the Nugent music comes back on or the bumper music?
I can tell folks out there listening to you, do not give up. These battles can be won with their voices being heard through their representatives in their particular states, because every time a carry permit holder writes or sends something to their legislature, they're probably speaking for 6 to 10 more voters. And that's a lot of folks.
And you're reading it, and that's what matters. Representative Todd, thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. We will be right back, and we'll follow that story. Stick around. Federal Flight Deck folks coming on next, a couple of really cool pilots. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the network, spreading freedom and the right to keep and bear arms and proudly proclaiming it. Before I get to my next two guests, I've got a very quick call I want to get in from Ken in Detroit. Ken has a comment on NRA support for the Dems. Ken, welcome to Armed American Radio, bro. I'm short on time, but I want to get you in here. Just about 30 seconds. Go for it, my man.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's no excuse for any gun owner who is not avoiding the Democrats. I mean, the Democratic Party and Barack Obama want to destroy your rights. They want to destroy your right to carry guns. We must do everything we can to oppose these people. To say that you're a gun owner and you support the Democrats is unjustifiable.
Ken, you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for your call, and I want to make this quick comment that, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a gun owner and you're not a member of the NRA, you know, 80 million gun owners, 4 or 5 million NRA members, come on, folks. You might not agree with everything they do. They're in a political bind. We get that from time to time, and nobody knows it more than our next guest. And I've got, you know, I said Federal Flight Deck Officers Association, so I want to correct myself there. I've got Captain Mark Feigenblatt, Vice President of an Airline Security Trade Association known as the Passenger Cargo Security Group. Mark has served our country in the United States Air Force and is currently a captain for a major U.S. airline. Mark, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And in addition to that, I've got Jim Irvine. Jim Irvine, my very good friend and a very good friend of Armed American Radio from Buckeye Firearms, one of the best grassroots organizations in the country. Jim is on the line with us as well. Jim Irvine, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Mark, always fun to join you. And a couple quick points before we dig into this. Number one, thanks for having us on before Nuge, because I hate following him. There's just no way to do that.
I'm telling you, I got another hour after that too, man. Let me tell you.
And number two, listening to earlier in your show, you're talking about Nikki Gozer in Tennessee and the fact that she could have acted. I know Nikki, she's been up to Ohio to testify to change our laws. I don't have a doubt in my mind that she's right on what she could have done. And here's a woman who just your ordinary average everyday citizen, and I want people to think about her ability to act and solve that problem for her and her loved one, and think about American Airlines Flight 11 on the morning of September 11th, 2001. That was the first airplane that hit that was hijacked, ran into the North Towers. Now, according to a couple flight attendants who called our operations center, They slashed the throat of two other flight attendants. They also slashed the throat of a passenger whose name is Daniel Lewin. Now, he's an internet entrepreneur, but it's interesting because previously he had served as an officer in the elite Sigaret Mactel, and I hope I didn't butcher that too bad, but it's a unit of the Israeli military. They're a special intelligence operation. They're involved in monitoring and destroying foreign nuclear weaponry, but they're best known for a 1976 rescue of 106 passengers in Uganda. Mm-hmm. This guy, Lewin, is sitting in seat 9B. Unfortunately, right behind him is one of the terrorists in 10B. They stabbed him and slit his throat and killed him.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now, think if we've got that able-bodied, really good guy that we know. Think if we'd have armed him in the back, how different 9/11 might go and how different this conversation would go from here on.
No question about it. And that's, believe me, Jim, you and I have had a number of these conversations. And I want to let you know in listener land that I'm actually talking right now to two airline pilots for major airlines. And, you know, these guys know what they're talking about. Now, I mistakenly, Jim, I want to move real quick because time is so short. I mistakenly said Federal Flight Deck Officers. Mark, Passenger Cargo Security Group, what is that? Tell us what that is.
Yes, sir. We certainly do work with FFDOA, Federal Flight Deck Officers Association, and others, but we are an independent group of professional airline pilots from both passenger and cargo commercial airlines who have knowledge and expertise in security-related matters. And our goal is to promote airline legislation and to act as a resource for both the government and for the public in educating them about airline security issues and working toward betterment of airline security.
Great work. Jim, you've got a question for Mark that is a very good one that I can't wait to hear the answer to.
Yeah, Mark, on the Christmas Day bomber, this underwear bomber up in Detroit on the Delta flight, what's going on there? What are we missing that we're not hearing in the press?
Well, certainly what we've heard about in the press time and again, and rightly so, has been the intelligence breakdown. And this is going to highlight a couple of key issues here. Certainly, people within our government knew that a terrorist was going to be boarding an airplane. And, I mean, this is the whole problem with the way we do security in our country for airlines. We keep looking for items. We look for physical items, weapons, instead of looking for terrorists. If you look at the Israeli security model, it has nothing to do with looking for items. It goes toward looking for terrorists. And this highlights another problem with sharing the intelligence information that the government has. They don't routinely share that with airline pilots. And this particular incident, while things happened and they knew about this incident happening, they reluctantly passed it on to other flights in the sky, but only the transatlantic flights, not knowing how widespread, potentially, this could have been. So there's a key issue right there.
Mark, you said something that I am going to invite you live on national radio right now back to this program when we have more time, because this is a fascinating discussion, which I've had with Jim before. Are you telling me, Mark, that the Israelis profile?
Yes, they certainly do.
Well, imagine that. How many incidents have they had?
We're looking for criminals. We're looking for terrorists. What do they look like? What do they act like? What is representative? In other words, what is the profile of a terrorist?
And they know exactly what that profile is, and every clear-thinking individual in America knows what the profile is, too.
Well, it gets more complicated than that, Mark, because the Israelis, from the first person who checks in at the ticket counter, Mm-hmm. When they say, "Hi, Mark, where are you traveling to today?" That's an interview question, and they're trained right there, and they're not looking for any sex, ethnicity, religious preference. They're looking for your answers and the nervousness. It's like an FBI profiler.
Jim,
but it costs money to train
right
them,
that.
And the American Airlines, major airlines, and our government just seem unwanting to go that way.
Jim and Mark, you're absolutely right about that. But again, that is profile. That is a profile of what kind of behavior a terrorist exhibits. And a matter of fact, we in PCSG have been pushing for a long time greater expansion of behavioral pattern recognition. And Boston Logan was the first airport to actually finally sign on to this, and it's a very, very slow process. But that's exactly what I mean by profiling. I'm not talking about profiling an individual based on the way he's dressed. I'm talking based on the characteristics of what we know about terrorists in order to find those people and isolate them before they ever get on an airliner. And behavior pattern recognition is one of the keys, and it's, in fact, what you talked about, and it's what the Israelis use.
And it works.
It does work, absolutely.
And until we start doing this, you know, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. There is absolutely no excuse for what happened in Detroit. None. They knew he was boarding that plane.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's just an unbelievable, utter failure. And how many incidents have the Israelis had in the last 5 years?
I think we all know the answer to that as well. There hasn't been any.
Exactly, because they profile. They know what they're looking for. They know where people are coming from, where they're going to. They know what to look for from a behavioral standpoint, and they don't have any incidents. We allow them to get on the aircraft and darn near have 280 dead Americans over the city of Detroit. Mind-boggling.
We've had two hijackings, one aboard American and this one aboard Delta, where they've got the explosives on to take an airplane down, and we've gotten lucky twice.
Yeah, and your luck will not hold out indefinitely.
Guys, this is a fascinating conversation that we need to have for an extended amount of time on Armed American Radio.
Well, we would love to come back when we got more time sometime.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, there's so much to get into. And what I enjoy about this is, I'm a member of the flying public. I fly a lot. And I'm talking to two gentlemen who fly me around. And nobody knows better than you two about what we're up against. Jim, you fly international routes.
Yeah,
you know, you're not hopping from Tulsa to Abilene. You know, you're flying where? South American routes and Europe routes. I know I've talked to you when you were in Rome.
And both of these, the American and this Delta one, were both on flights from Europe. And we can't neglect domestic either. I think that's a big mistake.
I was going to say that too.
9/11, all four of those flights were domestic flights.
That's correct, Mark. You were going to jump in there.
Absolutely, because you know we're seeing more and more incidents of homegrown terrorism. People in this country who are sympathetic to Al Qaeda and that particular cause, and so we absolutely cannot forget about the domestic flights as well.
Beautiful. Listen, guys. Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining me for the final segment of Hour 1. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a really gonzo-type fun hour coming up next. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everything goes right, because I'm telling you what, you're not going to want to miss this. See you in the next hour. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.